Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Yes, it's none other, than Snarf Dude and Daffodil, isn't it, Daffodil?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. I just like saying yes.
Yes.
It's another episode of Cheese Please with your host, me.
And your assistant host, me.
Who would like to say?
Yes.
A little too much, but you know, it's fine. It's fine. And on the show this week, oh man, we haven't had this stuff in a while. Instant cheese. Stuff that just
the Polaroid of cheese.
Yes, it just pops right out at you and says, cheese.
The minute you hear it, you know it can't be anything other than cheese.
Yeah, so and guess what? It's tied in a Miley, or not necessarily Miley Cyrus exclusively.
It's kind of a Cyrus-y kind of cheese.
So is this the whole Cyrus family pile of cheese coming up a little later on the show. Let's see what else we have here as I scroll down the playlist and forget what I was going to play. Oh, yeah, childhood star Soupy Sales. Well, he had a kid show back in the 60s, wasn't it?
He did. I used to watch it.
Yeah. Hey.
Reruns. Yeah. I used to watch reruns.
Your ears are going to be terrified for 4 minutes on Macarkity Park a little later. But we're starting off with some cheesy instrumentals from the 50s.
Interesting.
Yes, we get the first rhapsody of Knives, Forks, and Spoons by the Central High School Cafeteria Band coming up shortly. But we're starting off with the Pets. Popping my peas again.
Yeah, don't pop your peas.
I'm sorry. You usually do that, but I did.
I've been practicing not popping my peas.
Okay, so it's the Pets coming up shortly, and no, now. Yes.
The Pets coming now with
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Is that not supposed to be Chihuahua?
I don't know. Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Fridays afternoons in high school with the first Rhapsody of Knives, Forks, and Spoons. Did they actually cut that in the cafeteria?
Well, they were definitely clinking silverware on glasses.
After school, it must be. They can't do it during the lunch period, of course. I don't think so, anyway. It's not noisy enough. Usually you have kids screaming in the background and...
This is true.
Throwing food fights and everything else.
You're detracted. Come back.
Sorry.
Roll you back in.
I just remember
roll
my high school days.
In.
They were cruel. They threw food at me and I could never get a decent lunch. Oh, sorry. And before that, we had the Pets and Chihuahua.
Right here on Cheese Please.
Yes, my name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And this week we have, wow, look at this.
Instant Cheese.
Yes, that's the best way to say it, because...
And this definitely qualifies as wacky, warped, and weird.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think these songs will ever be played on the show ever again.
No, these are one-offs for sure.
Oh, combining... we call this Cyrus Instant Cheese because we have something with Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus.
Well, it's not really Miley Cyrus.
Well, no.
It's her song.
Yeah, I know that.
Being performed by Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy?
Yes, are you familiar with Ron Jeremy?
I'm going to say no.
He's...
I don't want to admit it.
Okay, that's fair. He's appeared in a lot of interesting...
No, I don't know who this man is.
He's appeared in a lot of interesting movies over his career. He's actually won a Guinness World Record for appearing in quite possibly the most movies of anyone ever.
Really?
He's appeared in over 2,000 films.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
In a couple of different genres of film.
I could see that, too. What else? Can you say anything else? I know the movies are rather interesting.
Well, I mean, he was in Boondock Saints. He was in...
Don't say the titles!
He was in Ghostbusters. No, these are normal films, dear.
Oh, I was worried there for a minute.
He was in Detroit Rock City. He was in Ghostbusters. He was an extra in the Ghostbusters film.
Okay, that's enough. That's
his claim to fame...
Yeah, okay. No, it's not... Can you say that?
His claim to fame is appearing in a very specific kind of movie that's not appropriate to mention on the air with our listeners. If you want to know what we're talking about, you'll have to go Google Ron Jeremy.
Please, I don't want to go off the air.
I'm done now.
Okay, good. Well, obviously, he was in many movies, but he can't sing. That's why he's here.
And there's also a video that goes with this song?
Yes.
You really ought to go look for that, too.
Okay. We have the other song we're playing is Achy Breaky Heart, coming up shortly.
A new version.
Yes, and it's sort of a cheesy rap type thing with Buck 22 and Billy Ray Cyrus is in it. But we're starting off with the aforementioned Ron Jeremy, the only time I think we'll ever play this. As a matter of fact, I've edited it down a little bit.
Because it's really long and we had to cut it up to make it fit in the show.
So here he is doing Wrecking Ball, right here on...
Yep, this is really playing on Cheese Please.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell, a love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life, I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball, I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Wreck me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It slowly turned, you let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I just closed my eyes and swung. Left me crashing in a blazing fall. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Tell you, B.I.C.
Don't tell my home, break it, break it hard. I just don't like it on the slime. And if you tell my home, break it, break it hard. And my mother will give a slam.
Baby, I don't just say a thing. Do just what you do. Got me stuck on you like liquor. I swear you're 100 proof. And if I forget to mention, you got my attention. The only thing I'm asking you to do.
Don't tell my home.
Everybody wonder who I am. Miley keeps twerking. Daddy's song is working. Now Billy sing that crazy hook again.
Wrecking ball. Don't tell my home. My egg is breaking home. I just don't like it. I'm a stranger.
With Billy Ray Cyrus singing the hook.
Because it is, you know, Billy Ray's song that the hook came from.
And achy breaky heart. I don't know. This is, why is he doing that thing in the middle of the song? I don't get it. I just...
Because it's not your music.
Why? What is my music, Davidel?
Jeez.
I'm choking.
Jeez is
here.
Your music. Don't choke.
Oh, that song makes me want to choke. Well, yeah, but that's cheesy, so why don't I get it? Is it too new?
Maybe.
I don't know. You know what? Ron Jeremy actually doing Wrecking Ball? Now I can actually understand what the lyrics are.
I know, because he does it slower.
Well, not only that, but it says, I can't make out Miley Cyrus doing that song. This is weird. Anyway, my name is Starftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
Where are we bringing you?
The wacky, the work, and the weird every week, and this week we have this.
Oh, of course.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
And on the slip up this week, we have none other than Soupy Sales.
The
he's,
one and only.
Wow, you know, he had a TV show and everything in the 60s and was on TV, did radio for a while, did a morning show in the 80s in New York City, and he cut this in 1969.
He's done a lot of things.
I don't know if this is like a parody of MacArthur Park from the 60s or what. It's called MacArty Park.
It kind of sounds like it might be.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
think that San Francisco's gone to pot. The kids forgot their Camelot.
Oh no!
Oh yes.
Oh well.
The flower children traded in their beads and poppy seeds for English tweeds.
Oh no!
Oh yes!
Oh well! Ooh.
McCarty Park will never be the same. All the sweet young hippies blew their fame. Someone threw the cookout in the rain. It was just 11:30 when they learned his pot was dirty, and he'll never have that recipe again.
Oh no!
Oh yes.
Oh shucks.
The establishment has taken all our dreams, and they have squashed them.
Squashed them.
Taken all the hippies from the scene, and they have washed them. Oh yes. They remove the protest signs and the lovely picket lines, and there's not an unsafe place left we can go. In second grade is where the lies begin, when mama's little dear is taken in. He's told that nice guys always win, and that King Kong did not die for our sins. Never be the same. All the sweet young hippies blew their thing. Someone threw the cook out in the rain. It was just 11:30 when they learned his pot was dirty, and he'll never have that recipe again.
Let's go.
please.
Learned your lesson. Crime never pays.
I'm sorry. I just walked all over you. You said
you
crime doesn't pay.
And neither does cutting in before the song's actually
over. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry about that, folks. That was Len Lowe. That's a mashup guy. And he combined the theme from Batman by Neil Hefti, Taxman, Beatles, Wipeout, the Survivors, and PDA by Interpol.
Which was the bit at the end that you walked on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Batman talking. He said something like that, right?
Something like that.
I don't know. So it's just a reminder to get your taxes done whenever you feel like it. Should we actually go to the Taxman, Daffodil?
Why? We don't make any money.
Oh, that's true.
We have no income. You have to have income to pay taxes.
Oh, well, that's pretty much good. I don't really have a fixed address in the van, so that doesn't help either.
Exactly.
Anyway.
We're vagrants.
Yes. Before that, we had Soupy Sales with a William Shatner-esque version of MacArthur Park called...
With his own title, MacArthur Park.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
He said that a lot. Yes. Why am I saying that so much these days?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've been watching too many cartoons.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, jeez, it got me in that trap again. Well, we're ending off the show. Man, it's gone so fast.
Time she flies.
Wow.
We're having this kind of fun.
Oh, should I open the glove compartment, Daffodil?
Yes, if you can do it quickly.
No, you got to say it right.
Yes.
That's better. Here we go. Yes, it's open. And there's the record. There.
Good job.
Thank you. This was the B-side of a Dodie Stevens hit from the 50s called Pink Shoelaces. We're not going to play the hit side of this.
Of course not. We're going to play the B-side.
Yes, it's called Yes Siree. It's ultimate cheesy 50s stuff. Ending off the show this week, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this has been your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. That is Cheese Please, coming to you on this station every week.
Yes, hopefully next week after we played Ron Jeremy's song.
Yes, but we didn't go there.
No, we didn't, so that's good. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Yes,
sirree.
Yes, sirree.
We agree.
We agree. Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree. You're for me. Can't you see? You and me gotta be what we like. We both like. Yes, sirree. We agree. Yes, sirree. We like to fry.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy. but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.